Oh my gosh, I'm so excited, and I need you to listen because during this conversation we're about to have with an amazing 11-year-old.
A celebrity guest.
For real. Way cooler than anybody I know. You can make a difference right here in Indy and help out so many kids. We want to welcome to the Joe and Alex Show for the first time, but this person's a celebrity. Hopefully we can have him back again. Gracie Bennett on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi.
Good morning. I like Gracie. She is just ready to go this morning. And Gracie, we have you in here, but I kind of want you to tell your story because you have a goal. What is your goal that you would like to accomplish? And hopefully we can help facilitate that with our amazing listeners.
My goal is 5,000 toys.
You want to get 5,000 toys for the kids at Riley's Hospital for Children?
Yep.
Okay. Now, why do you want to get the toys? Like, did you? Why Riley's?
Because Riley has done so much for me, and I wanted to give back with giving toys that, you know.
Does that help out a lot when you're in, like, you? So you were at Riley's?
Yep.
I think I got your story here. It says at 3 years old, Gracie, you were diagnosed with a brain tumor. Wow. And then in 2014, when you were 8 years old, you began having really bad seizures and had to have another surgery. Oh, my gosh. 3 months later, a new spot was growing, and your doctor, Dr. Smith?
Yep.
Dr. Smith at Riley's Hospital for Children wanted to watch it. And then 2 months later, Gracie had to have another MRI and it showed the new spot was growing.
Wow.
And you had to choose between radiation or surgery. And you refused radiation and told Dr. Smith, get it. Go get it. And you're 11 years old now. You just had an MRI. And how did that MRI go?
It was clear.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And also joining us this morning is Stephanie, who's Gracie's mom. I'm going to slide over because you can't see me on my big screen. Wow, Gracie's amazing. We got to get into some of the amazing stuff about her. But what's that like being her mom and going through all that when things start out and I can't even imagine?
Oh, it was very, very scary, especially when she was first diagnosed, because it was my gut feeling that had me take her to the ER because her eye was twitching.
Okay.
And so I took her to the emergency room, and the doctor told me I was silly and, you know, it was just an eye twitch and everything. And but I was like, no, I'm not leaving here until I have a CAT scan done, because I'm telling you, something's wrong with her. My gut tells me that. And they did. And then he walked back out of the room like 5 minutes after the scan and said, you know, your daughter's got this huge mass in her brain. And I've already contacted Riley Transport and the neurosurgeon, and they're waiting for you.
So. Wow.
That mom's intuition. Moms know.
Yeah,
they do.
Yes.
They do.
You definitely know what's going on. Okay, now, I'm reading here, too. It was your second year of chemotherapy. Gracie, you came up with the idea to collect toys for other kids at Riley's Hospital for Children. For years, you've actually been doing this thing. So you've been collecting toys in the past. Is that right?
Yes.
Why? Okay. Did you notice when you were staying in Riley, Gracie, that they didn't have like a lot of cool toys to play with? And so you were like, well, I want to help out with that? Or what was the deal?
Well, I mean, they would give kids, if they were stuck in the hospital over holidays, like Christmas or whatever, they're stuck in it, then their parents don't have the money to give their kids the present.
Yeah, because they're paying for all the hospital bills.
Yeah, they could easily, you know, get some toys from Riley Hospital.
Now, that's this awesome. Is cool. Like I mentioned, Gracie Bennett joining us this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show has a goal to collect 5,000 toys for the kids at Riley's Hospital for Children. She has done some impressive stuff. Because of your toy drive efforts, you were nominated as a Riley Champion for 2018.
Wow.
How cool is that?
We told you we had a celebrity guest.
No, we do. Now, if people want to actually help out and get the 5,000 toys for the kids at Riley Hospital for Children, you can donate a new unwrapped toy at any of the drop-off locations, or you could even host. Is that true? Like, people can like have a donation box at their place of work or business or something like that. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Right now, she's got like 50 drop-off locations around Indiana.
Let's get them
all the way up to Crown Point, all the way down to Newburgh, Boonville, down towards Evansville.
How do you see the full list of where the drop-off boxes are currently?
What's your website?
www.gracystoydrive.com.
All right, cool. And also, you guys, I guarantee you're on the social media. You got Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Gracie's Toy Drive. That's at Gracie's Toy Drive. Go follow that right now, and we'll tweet out the link too. But make sure you follow them either on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Gracie's Toy Drive, so you can get the information. And of course, the website, Gracie'sToyDrive.com. And their main drop off location is at the Indiana Connections Academy, which is 6640 InTech Boulevard. I believe that's Suite 250 in Indy. And like you just mentioned right there, Stephanie, there's places all all over. We definitely need to get something set up here at our Radio Now studio. And we need to get a box put in here so we can have people drop stuff off. But I want to challenge people right now, Gracie, because I think it's awesome what you're doing to get 5,000. If you're listening to the Joe and Alex show, and we've done something like this before, maybe you work at a business. Call up that other business. Like, call us up, 317-239-1009, and challenge them to like get a box and see if you can collect the more teddy bears.
Yeah, I mean, and it can be anything. There's not like, doesn't have to be a certain amount of money that they spend. It could be a $5 toy, it could be a $50 toy, whatever they're just willing to spend, right?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Those kids don't care. They just want to have stuff to open on Christmas.
Yep. Okay, well, that's really cool, Gracie. And we really want to thank you for coming in this morning to the Joe and Alex show and sharing this big message. And we wanted to help kind of, you know, kick things off this morning. We got a couple of toys that we wanted to donate right there. Producer MYK is wheeling it in right there. What do we got there, Alex? What are we going to hook up Gracie with? First couple of toys.
YouTube phenomenon. Hatchimals.
Oh my gosh.
Some Barbies. Isn't giant that... Spider-Man toy.
Wait, try it. It says try me.
Here comes Spider-Man.
Legit. Legit.
Oh, did he just shoot a web? He did something.
Yeah, he did.
Spider-Man's gone crazy.
All kinds of Barbies. So yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We'll get you started right there, and hopefully our Joan Alex Show family can help out and get you to your goal this Christmas.
Gracie Bennett, thank you so much for coming into Radio Now 100.9 and hopping on the Joe and Alex show. And this, I believe, by the way, too, you have until Friday, December 10th, which, by the way, is my birthday, side note, but whatever that might be.
For Joe's birthday, give to Gracie's Toy Drive.
Yeah, so help on out there. That's graciestoydrive.com. Thank you so much, Gracie and Stephanie, for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. It is the Joe and Alex show.